News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Calls have been made for the introduction of more education for young people around problematic sexual behaviour. And Donal Clifford is a psychotherapist and a founder of The SALT, which is the Sex and Love Therapy Clinic in Cork, and joins us this morning. Donal, lay out your stall. What is your issue here? You're talking about porn largely and the use of porn. What needs to happen and what do you think is at the root of what's going on, I suppose?
Yeah, good morning, Ciara. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I suppose. It's been an ongoing issue for a while, where porn, I suppose, has been largely neglected until there becomes an issue with it. And there seems to be, I suppose, in the last couple of years, more and more issues presenting to clinics with people having what's, I suppose, known on the street as sex addiction or compulsive sexual behaviour disorder, where they're using porn, I suppose, more regularly than they would intend. And there was an article in The Examiner on Saturday about it by Sarah. And I suppose my issue with this is that are we keeping up with the times, or are we reactive? We tend to be with a lot of issues. And I think the idea of having teachers, delivering sex education in schools, it doesn't sit very well with me. And probably the reason being is that a lot of teachers in Ireland today are originally Irish, and they come with their own bias and their own understanding of sex and sexual health, given their own education and their own religious beliefs.
Okay, a few things come from that. If not teachers, mm-hmm. then who? And I suppose the other thing is, lots of them are Irish, but they're teaching it to Irish kids in the context of Irish culture. Is that such a bad thing?
Yeah. No, if it's Irish kids and Irish culture, but like our Irish culture is coming generally from a Catholic religious, I suppose, viewpoint. And I would like to see more of a separation from that and more of a sex positive view of sex education.
Okay. I'm thinking to myself, like, I'm not a religious person, Donald, so my kids don't attend church or aren't involved in organised religion of any kind. They will have had sex education in school, and they are from that generation who we hear, you know, consume quite a lot of porn because they're digital natives and they all have smartphones and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how big of an impact the Catholic Church would have on, say, my children who have no engagement with it. Are you saying the problem is that the Catholic Church still has an impact on those teaching sex education, that the teachers are filled with Catholic guilt or shame or something, and that's being passed on? Is that the issue?
Well, partly that is the issue, and there is a legacy, and we would know plenty about legacies and kind of what we would know as legacy burdens. That just because somebody doesn't go to the Catholic Church or doesn't go to Mass on Sunday doesn't mean that they've kind of separated themselves completely from those. And I don't think people should separate themselves. Like, you know, the Catholic Church has left us a lot of good values as well, and a lot of our morals, and that's kind of how we're guided in life. But maybe in some areas then we need to do separate ourselves from some of those values and beliefs and morals.
So who then, if not teachers, who should be delivering sex education? Who, I mean, they're the people who are in the schools delivering every other bit of education to our kids.
Yeah, see, I suppose, like, for me, I worked with the Sexual Health Centre in Cork for a number of years. And for me, they would have been ideally placed to deliver sex education in schools. Coming from a very, I suppose, dealing with issues today in today's world, like the use of pornography, like the use of consent, and all of the complications that come with, for example, just consent.
Okay, so are you saying then in that case that the people who deliver sex education should be people who are more skilled, more specialist in this area? Is that it?
That's exactly it. And people maybe who've looked at, who have a special interest in this area, and I suppose, yeah, taking up my interest is in a sex positive approach.
Okay. And do you think this is an issue? Is this impacting, do you think, the way that we are, I suppose, delivering, See, I suppose what I'm thinking to myself is I'm not sure, certainly in my own experience when I was young, that how my views on sex were formed at all from the sex education I received. It was fairly negligible anyway, but I don't think that's where my views on sex came from. And I wonder, are my kids the same, that their views on sex don't really come from their teachers either?
No, but they might not necessarily come from their teachers, but for example, you might have just say a young, we'll say a young man, okay, who is identifying or is gay, and some sex education doesn't cover that, depending on the school. And my belief is, like, if you have somebody external coming in, giving I suppose understanding from today and understanding about how actually, say for example, porn can be useful at a stage in life. Now, there's a big debate around the age. And
I see what you're getting at. I do see what you're getting at, that there could be holes in the curriculum, and I think people have argued this. But look, thank you for highlighting this with us. We do appreciate it. That is Donal Clifford, their psychotherapist and founder of the SALT Clinic in Cork.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.